And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, September 5th, and I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're very pleased to have Oak Mountain Academy in the studio with us today. We are live streaming on Oak Mountain Academy's Facebook. And so if you have any questions or comments, I'm sure that Miss Amanda Taieb, the elf on the shelf, would not mind giving that to us. Or maybe she's just videoing. Is she videoing? She's working it out. Keep an eye on that one. We are actually joined today by head of school at Oak Mountain Academy, Patrick Uran, as well as upper division dean Jacob Wells, middle division dean Kimberly Robinson, and lower division dean Karen Buchanan. See, I hesitated to say Buchanan because of where we live.
Yes.
I've definitely been yelled at for calling the city of Buchanan Buchanan. Yeah, that was a rude awakening when I first moved here. But today, Patrick, tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
So we're going to be talking about Oak Mountain Academy and the journey on the mountain, what that experience is like for all of our students and our families and all of our partners.
Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure to have Oak Mountain Academy in the studio with us today. So so why don't we start off by getting a bit of the backgrounds of our guests this morning. And let's start with Pat.
So,
oh, Pat, yeah. I looked over at like Jacob, like his first name was Pat. Yeah, let's start with Patrick.
So, yes. So, you know, it's always a pleasure to be here. So, thank you, Josh, for having us here on the mountain to talk about Oak Mountain Academy at the radio station. It's always a joy to talk about our school. I've been here for 7 years now as the head of school, and I grew up in Carrollton, and so this is my hometown. And I moved away for almost 30 years and have been able to come back and bring back some of the experiences that I've had to be able to share them with Oak Mountain Academy, and it's been a true blessing to collaborate with these fantastic leaders that are here today that you're going to get to meet and hear all about.
Excellent. Well, we'll throw it over to Jacob, a.k.a. Pat. Jacob, if you could tell us a bit about yourself. I believe you're new on the mountain.
Yes. So unlike Mr. Uran, I am not from Carrollton. I'm originally from California, and I moved all over the country for college and graduate school, and then my first couple teaching jobs and learning about all kinds of different educational environments. And my background originally is in history and psychology teaching, education, but I've really loved the transition into administration at Oak Mountain Academy. And the thing that I love most about Oak Mountain Academy is the fact that we work really hard to bring the parents and families into the conversation and partnership in educating the students at our school.
Excellent. Well, we'll throw it over to Kimberly Robinson, middle school dean. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, for the past 32 years, I've been able to live out my passion, being able to help and teach students. This is my second year at Oak Mountain Academy, and my favorite thing about Oak Mountain Academy is just the family atmosphere. Everybody is so caring and supporting and loving. Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful place to work and be.
Excellent. Well, we'll slide it over to Karen Buchanan, lower school dean. Tell us a bit about yourself and what you love about OMA.
Well, I'm a native of Carrollton. I grew up here, and this is my 15th year in education, 12th year on the mountain. I spent the last 11 years teaching, and now I get the opportunity to lead all the lower school students. So I'm very excited about that. One of the things that I love most about the mountain is the size of our community, because it allows us to make lasting impressions and meaningful connections with all of the families and the students. And we can really carry on that and be a part of their everyday lives beyond the classroom walls.
Excellent. Well, why do families choose Oak Mountain Academy as the right school for themselves and their kids?
We have many reasons that they choose us for the right school. One of those is our academic excellence. We have very strong academic programming, beginning with our three-year-olds through fifth grade in the lower school. And we also have above average ERB scores, which is our standardized testing. And we also do accelerated reader in the lower school, where we focus heavily on reading, and so that it can carry over into all the other subjects. Another reason that families choose us is our faith-based. Most of our families serve in some way, and we honor and recognize that. And we have the Warrior Way, which is honesty, respect, and responsibility. So we have that character ed that we expect our students and families and faculty to follow through each day. We teach character traits. In the lower school, we have our Warrior Words, which again, every day we are talking about those and how we carry those out beyond beyond the classroom and in the classroom to serve our community and build those leadership skills. We also have many dynamic opportunities. We offer a lot of clubs, K-Kids, which is a part of the Kiwanis Club. We have our TOTS as well, and we have Junior Master Gardeners, Legos. We have a band program. Our fifth graders participate in band. Our fourth graders start playing the recorders. Our students are also able to take piano lessons throughout the day. So that's unique that we can bring someone in and they have that. And we have a wide variety of field trips. And we have that family environment that Kimberly mentioned. The culture on the mountain is very unique, and we really get to know each other. It's a safe space. We build those strong relationships and connections that I mentioned earlier, and it's just a great place to be.
All right. Well, we'll throw it over to Patrick, head of school. If families were interested in the lower division, how would they go about getting more information?
Sure. So there's a lot of ways to get information. We have parent ambassadors that they can meet up with and go have a cup of coffee with to learn about what the experience is like from the parent perspective. We also have student ambassadors. So they've got students that they can meet up with and learn about the experience from the student perspective. All of that can occur directly through our director of admissions, Ms. Amanda Tyeb, who does an excellent job of connecting the students with the families. That information can be found on our website at www.oakmountain.us. They can also call the school directly at 770-834-6651 to get more information on how they can arrange a visit or a shadow or meet up with some of the ambassadors. Also, if they're interested in how it can be affordable for them, because that is a question that we get all the time, we have lots of scholarships to make this an affordable opportunity for our families because we believe in school choice. So any family that is interested in receiving this education, that believe in the mission of Oak Mountain Academy, we've got a couple of options. One, we participate in the Gold Scholarship Program, which is basically a redirection of state tax dollars. So any student that qualifies to attend Oak Mountain Academy that's transferring from a public school into Oak Mountain Academy would qualify for the Gold Scholarship as well. And then we also have tuition assistance, which is a financial needs-based program that we have to help defer the cost of tuition. And then we also have a couple of academic scholarships that our lower school students would qualify for. One is a head of school scholarship, and the other is an alumni scholarship. And so it's important to our alums that this is the gift that keeps giving to our community. And so our alums have invested in the future of Oak Mountain Academy's generational legacy. So we do have alumni scholarships available to students in the lower school, and then the head of school scholarship is also available as well. So anyone who is interested can call the school, check out the website, visit with families, visit with students, and then check us out and see what's going on all of our social media accounts as well.
We're talking with Oak Mountain Academy today. We have a head of school, Patrick Uran, Upper Division Dean, Jacob Wells, Middle Division Dean, Kimberly Robinson, as well as Lower Division Dean, Karen Buchanan. As we're chatting about discovering your journey on the mountain, we're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the Oak Mountain team. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, September 5th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we got Oak Mountain Academy in the studio with us today. We have head of school, Patrick Uran, upper division dean, Jacob Wells, middle division dean, Kimberly Robinson, and lower division dean, Karen Buchanan. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to the station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com, or you could check out a video, which will be uploaded to the Oak Mountain Academy social media later in the day, I imagine. So we're going to jump right back into it. Let's talk about the middle division. So let's throw this to Kimberly Robinson, if you could. Why do families choose Oak Mountain Academy for the right school for themselves? From your perspective.
From my perspective. Well, we continue with that academic excellence that they build on at the lower school. So they come to us already ahead of, you know, a lot of in math and in English. And so we continue building on that. They get academic excellence in all of their classes. The rigor is high. We have the high expectations. We continue with the AR throughout the middle division. So we're continuing that reading. And we also have the opportunity for eighth graders to take Carnegie unit classes. So they can get college credit in the eighth grade and get ahead and get prepared for the upper school. We have so many dynamic opportunities. There are 14 different enrichment courses that they could take at the middle school level, and that gives them the opportunity to explore all kinds of opportunities. Even if it's something that they're not good in, they get to explore it and then figure out what it is that they're good at, what their passion is, so they continue that at the upper school division. We also have sports, we have clubs, we have field trips. There's so many things that the students can be a part of, and the advisories they participate in just gives them more opportunities to grow as a community, to learn from people outside of the community that come in and talk to us about different things. So there's such a wide range of things that we can offer. And then one of the special things that we've added in recently is part of that enrichment experience is entrepreneurship classes. And so we've added that in at the middle school level. And so they do take it in the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th grades. And then they can opt to continue that in the upper school, where they can go through that whole journey and at the end can have a special seal in their diploma that sets them apart from everybody else, that they've gone above and beyond in that specific area. We also foster leadership. We have a really cool house system. So if you kind of think Harry Potter, we have four different houses. We have Parliament, Hawk, Ursa, and Leonid. And so the students are split up into the houses. And so when we do different activities, they are working together. They build leadership skills, teamwork skills, a lot of those soft skills that the jobs are looking for. And so that gives them a chance to be a community, be a team, and then compete and leadership skills. We also have a student-led convocation where they are leading it. They are starting with the pledge and they're doing prayers. They are telling about the announcements for the day. So they run the convocation. So that's another piece that where they learn those leadership and public speaking skills. And then utmost is we follow the warrior way. That is something we really live by in the whole community. But, you know, we really, the honesty, the respect, the responsibility, making sure that, you know, we treat each other with kindness and learn how to work through, you know, problems and just treating each other with love and kindness and learning how to be a productive citizen in the world.
Absolutely. I've worked with some Oak Mountain students, former Oak Mountain students, and they're always, I think back to Luke or Adam. I mean, both very, very conscientious, very thoughtful, but also very motivated.
Oh, yes.
And always so intelligent. True. So intelligent. I didn't get this education in North Georgia, where I'm from. It was not. Like, earlier we were talking about, like, the junior master gardeners. It's like, nah, they didn't let us do that. They, you know, they gave me a scraper, so I had to scrape up paint off the floor for a whole semester in one class. Didn't learn anything, but learned how to scrape up paint. From your perspective, and I appreciate, thank you for that feedback, because there's an incredible there's a very dynamic array of opportunities in each of the schools. But could we speak a bit about in your opinion, what really makes OMA's middle school division unique? And either that could be in comparison to the other schools or just in between other middle schools around.
Sure.
You want me to take that one?
Patrick can jump right in.
I'm going to jump in with that one. So what makes that middle school unique is those 14 enrichments that she was referencing are not optional. They're built into the curriculum. So as Karen had mentioned earlier, they're really preparing at the lower school with a dynamic skill set in both leadership and academics. And so in the lower school, by the time they're in kindergarten, they are studying math and reading and language arts at a first grade level. So they stay academically 1 year ahead at the lower school. So by the time they get to the middle school, they are prepared both in leadership and in academic skill level to handle the rigor of 14 additional enrichment courses in 1 year. So it's every year there's 14 different enrichment courses they take. So that's times three for middle school, in addition to the core contents that they take. So they're really exploring a variety of different options. So while they're in middle school, and that's part of the college prep program at middle school, and that's what makes this truly unique, is Oak Mountain Academy's college prep program begins in pre-K three. So in middle school, they are exploring their passions and they're matching their talents with their skill development. That does not happen in a lot of middle schools. We are very intentional about how that formation is occurring for those students in middle school. And then in just a few minutes, you're gonna hear how that manifests in the upper school journey for them. And so in the middle school, that's the unique factor for them, is the way in which they are exploring those different two tracks. And then they merge together in the upper school. And so to get more information about the middle school, families can go to our website at www.oakmountain.us, or they can call the school's phone number at 770-834-6651. Our director of admissions, Miss Amanda Taieb, can absolutely match them up. If they would like to learn more, they can talk to some of our student ambassadors at our middle school. They can also speak to some of our parent ambassadors and get that parent perspective as well at the middle school, or they can speak to any one of us as well and get more information about that. Affordability is always a question that our families have about, how can I make this dream become a reality for our families? And that is something our board is committed to, is making Oak Mountain Academy's educational opportunity affordable for families that are mission appropriate. So we participate in the Gold Scholarship Program, as I said earlier, which is a redirection of tax dollars from the state of Georgia. So all families who are transferring in from public school will qualify for that. And then we also have tuition assistance, which is needs-based. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have academic scholarships as well. So we have the alumni scholarship, because our alums are investing in the legacy of the future of students to continue this great tradition that we have. We also have the head of school scholarship. And then we have two additional ones that we've added for the middle school. We have the merit scholarship, which goes to the top performing academic students that are coming in the application pool. And then we have also added the Journeys Scholarship Program. As Kimberly had mentioned, we have the Entrepreneurial Journey, which is a 3-year program that students all take in the middle school, which is all about business formation. And so it focuses on the legal aspects of business. It focuses on the marketing. It focuses on the finance. And so essentially what students do is they develop a concept and they learn how to pitch it in the form of a business model, and then design it, and then we throw all kinds of obstacles at them. And so they're constantly having to pivot and redevelop for sustainability. They do that through the middle school program. So that when they get into high school, which you're gonna hear about in a few minutes, if they choose to continue with that, they'll be able to continue with that. So we have a scholarship specifically for the Journeys program as well for the middle school division, which is also a unique characteristic.
Speaks to the accessibility of an incredible education right at Oak Mountain Academy, right here in our own hometown. Time is 8:49, so we're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with the Oak Mountain Academy team. In the next segment, we're going to talk a bit about the upper division. Community voice first-timer Jacob Wells will be joining us, a.k.a. Pat, as I have coined him earlier. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. Community voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. Community Voice. Today is Thursday, September 5th. If you're just tuning in, we have been having a great conversation with the Oak Mountain Academy crew. We have head of school, Patrick Uran, as well as upper division dean, middle division dean, and lower division dean, Jacob Wells, Kimberly Robinson, and Karen Buchanan. Be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to the station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. And let's jump right back into it. So, Jacob Wells. Let's talk about why families choose OMA as the right school for themselves, from the perspective, of course, of the upper division.
So in the upper division at Oak Mountain Academy, we continue with those four kind of foundational drivers of academic excellence: faith-based curriculum, dynamic opportunities for our students, and a family environment. In the upper school, the academic excellence piece comes through with our wide array of AP classes, choices for those students. It also comes through in kind of senior level classes like our senior seminar, in which students develop a year-long project that also comes with an internship in January. In the faith-based curriculum piece, our students continue that kind of service-minded leadership through opportunities in our advisory programming, as well as many of the clubs in the upper school are kind of service-minded clubs, so that partners well with the faith-based kind of backbone of the curriculum at Oak Mountain Academy, which is founded in service leadership. For the dynamic opportunities, students are able to do a number of things at Oak Mountain Academy, but the one I want to focus on is the leadership opportunities, right? So they get to develop their leadership skills and those soft skills to prepare them for college or industry after high school through membership in our choices of clubs, including Key Club, Interact Club, Future Business Leaders of America, as well as varsity sports. Right now we have varsity volleyball and cross country, and we have archery coming up and basketball coming up in the winter, and several more coming out through the
end. Did you say archery?
Archery, yes.
I didn't know you guys did. That's so cool. I didn't know you did that. Yep. That's awesome.
And then in the family environment, right, we continue that partnership with the families in order to help deliver the unique and personalized type of education that Oak Mountain Academy students receive. And that comes with a partnership with those parents as well to help kind of focus in on what those students really want. In terms of some of the things that students get at Oak Mountain Academy, they have opportunities to become leaders through our Student Government Association. In the upper school, we have a student-led convocation as well, in which the students in SGA, Student Government Association, can deliver those announcements for the rest of the upper school. And the way that they do it in SGA is they will spend the previous couple days before convocation going to teachers and to other administrators and asking them, do you have anything you would like me to say at convocation? And so they could go to, say, the college counselor and ask our college counselor if she would like for them to say something at convocation, so that can be a really student-led and driven opportunity for them. And then they're also able to, students in SGA are also able to lead fundraising opportunities for our school. And this is, one of them is the immersive trip, which I will talk about in a few minutes. And then in convocation and in other ways, students can celebrate their peers, right? The SGA is kind of the home for school pride, and those students are kind of the drivers of that and leading the school pride in the upper school. The upper school students also have the opportunity to go through our Journeys program. And the Journeys program includes the entrepreneurial journey, which Mr. Uran mentioned earlier. And the entrepreneurial journey continues on from what the school or the students were learning in middle school. And the entrepreneurial journey has if a student goes through that through their high school career, they will receive a state recognized seal on their diploma, which is definitely unique for Oak Mountain Academy. Students can also go through the AP Scholar journey, right, where they can focus their academic talents in those AP classes. They can also pursue what's called the foreign language journey, and they can pursue their interests in any one of our foreign language opportunities at our school. And then lastly, students can actually create a journey themselves, right? So there's a custom option as well. This kind of goes towards our school's values of creating a personalized education. So students can always pick that fourth option to customize a journey that really fits what they really want to do. And then finally, Oak Mountain Academy has developed what I think is a unique approach to being what it means to really be a college prep school, right? So we have a fully developed college readiness program that starts in pre-K 3 and goes all the way through 12th grade, and includes a kind of rigorous college counseling department in the upper school. But what we also focus on is developing students to be industry ready as well, right? So if students decide that they want to pursue a career right into industry out of high school, they will have learned and received those soft skills that will help them be successful, right? So they get the academic exposure and learning opportunities through all of our classes in the Journeys program. And if they want to go into industry directly, then they can do that, and they will be well prepared through our program with those soft skills in order to hold on to those industry level jobs. And kind of the centerpiece, or one of the centerpieces of this college prep approach right now, is our immersive trip option, which is something we're developing for this year. So in January, the upper school students will have the opportunity to go on a week-long trip to London, in which it'll be a truly immersive experience for them, in which they will learn all of their academic material through that trip. So we will go to locations where they will explore their five core curriculum subjects: math, science, English, history, foreign language, and we will direct their academic activities and assignments to that city trip.
Excellent. Well, Patrick, we got 2 minutes. If you could, and great job, by the way, Jacob. Thank you for that information. Patrick, if you could leave folks at home with more information, how they can get information about any of these, any of the divisions we've talked about today.
Absolutely. So if anyone would like information on any of our divisions or that London trip, which is a truly unique experience for our upper school students and for any student at all to go study abroad, and especially at the high school level, they can visit our website at www.oakmountain.us, or they can call the school line at 770-834-6651, or they can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or our TikTok account. And also the affordability piece, which I've mentioned a couple of times during the program, is really key and important. So we do participate in the Gold Scholarship Program, which any student that is transferring from public school to private school would qualify for the Gold Scholarship. We also have needs-based assistance, which is the tuition assistance program. And then we have four different academic scholarships, as well as two memorial scholarships that are available to our students as well. And so just a final thought and a final thing that I would like to highlight in our short little time that we have left is that Oak Mountain Academy does a phenomenal job, as the three deans have touched on here, of making sure that our students are college ready and industry ready. They are prepared to be the next leaders within our community. And we understand how to do that from age pre-K 3 all the way through 12th grade. So we don't wait until they get upper school to prepare them. We begin preparing them for one of those tracks at age pre-K 3. And we do that through skill development, and we also do that through leadership as well. And that is what truly makes Oak Mountain Academy unique.
All right. Patrick, thank you to you and all the division deans that came in to join us. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local story.